Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome to another edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every 3 p.m. On Saturdays, or on Sundays. Boy, I really messed it up there. It should be every Sunday at 3 p.m. And so, Final Four is coming up. Today, we got two games, two very big games, games that I'm looking forward to. Kentucky beat Notre Dame last night, and Wisconsin beat Arizona. And so, yeah, those are some, you know, big, you know, wins and losses. But Michigan State and Louisville are playing right now on CBS. It's the first half. It's 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go, and they're winning, or Louisville's winning 37-32. So if you guys want to check out that game, again, and I'll try to keep you posted as best as I can in that game. So I just want to take a minute here to brag a little bit about Wisconsin, you know, and them being the best, one of the best teams. I want to brag about our main man, Sam Decker, and how great he's been playing the last few days. The past two games, he's had the most amount of points in his entire college career, and that's like 23 and 25 points. Now, if Sam Decker can keep this up, and if he stays in college for the next year, he could be one of the best players in the league. And Wisconsin would probably make it to the Final Four again, because right now they have Frank the Tank, but he's a senior, and he's going to NBA, for sure. But you know what? Sam Decker's only a junior, and, you know, he's one of the top scoring people on that team. And he still has one more year left there. So it'll be interesting to see what Sam Decker does in this off season, and, you know, where Wisconsin goes from there. But as for this year, I want to throw out my predictions. I think Wisconsin's going to the Big Dance. If you guys saw last night's game, Kentucky-Notre Dame, it was a nail biter. It came down to the very last baskets, and it was Kentucky won by 2 points against a Notre Dame team that's very good, but not as good as Wisconsin. So I think Wisconsin really does have a chance, you know, against this Kentucky team. If they drain threes like they did yesterday against Arizona, they're for sure going to win. It's just going to be dependent on, you know, what goes on there. I really hope that Wisconsin can make it to the Big Dance, and I really hope that they win it all. Now, as for the other prediction, Joe, tonight we're working out the other side of the bracket. It will be Kentucky and Wisconsin up against each other. But on the other side, we have Michigan State and Louisville, two Cinderella. Michigan State, really the Cinderella team of this year. It'll be them and Louisville. That's going on right now, as I said. And it's Gonzaga and Duke at 5. So I'm hoping Gonzaga beats Duke, because I don't like Duke puke. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. Duke is a very good team, and I can't take anything away from them. But I frankly just don't like them. So Gonzaga, I think they can pull it off. You know, if they really, you know, do well and make their shots and, you know, have a little bit of luck. Duke is favored only by 2 points. So, you know, it should be a close one according to the people in Las Vegas. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. As for Louisville and Michigan State, I think Louisville is going to beat Michigan State. I mean, right now they're beating them. And you know what? I just want to say this. I told my friend from the very beginning, you know, Louisville is going to be in the Final Four. And my friend was like, no. Virginia is going to be in the Final Four. You know, don't even try to take anything away from that. And, you know, some people might have said Villanova. Some people might have said, like, all four of the number one seeds would, you know, be in that Final Four. So, but as for right now, I think my bracket is looking pretty good for the Final Four. If Louisville wins, they'll be in the Final Four. That I had them. And I think I had Gonzaga in the Final Four as well, beating Duke. Now, I can't remember if I had Duke in the Final Four or if I had Gonzaga in the Final Four, but I think my Final Four is looking pretty good. My mom, she was doing really good too, except that she had Georgetown and Gonzaga instead of Duke and Gonzaga. So her Elite Eight was great, and I believe her Final Four is doing pretty well too. So, yeah, we'll see. Right now I'm just chilling here looking at sports, loving sports with my big old cat, Toby. We recently moved, and Toby is just getting acquired here, exploring around, and we got him this new carpet toy and loves it and stuff. And so, yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week, but you know, March Madness and basketball, you know, it's great. So, anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and we have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show, Mom. Wait. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, PJ. How are you,
Mom?
Today?
Yes,
hi,
I'm
Pete.
Good.
How about Wisconsin, huh? What an incredible game.
Yeah.
Really lit it up with his 3 points. I mean, from the end zone, from downtown.
Yeah, you know, he came in clutch in the very last, you know, few minutes, and he made that 1-3, and that was just a dagger. And Frank Kaminsky was 100% on the line. I don't think he was 100% but that was a very interesting start. Are you out playing golf right now?
I am, yes.
Oh, cool. So I hope you're having fun, and I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, honey. Good show, PJ. I would love listening to you on Sundays at 3.
Thank you. All right.
And it's
bye
noon
bye.
L.A. time. Bye, honey.
Yep.
Go Badgers.
All
go
right.
Badgers.
Go Badgers. So, yeah. Thank you, Mom, for, you know, listening and all that sort of stuff. But I want to get into, you know, what I've been doing lately and all that sort of stuff. So I've really been into Harry Potter lately. And I know this might seem like, you know, that was from a long time ago. But I really I've watched Harry Potter before, and the first one and the second one and all that sort of stuff, but I really haven't been able to get into it like I have recently. Like being able to just sit down and, you know, watch a movie in the series and all that sort of stuff. And I don't want to spoil anything for you guys, but I just got to say it is a great series to watch if, you know, if you're bored on a weekend day, you know, you got nothing going on. It is a great series to watch. Like, it's removing, so a lot of stuff going on. I just like to sit and go and watch some Harry Potter. That's really cool. As well as last week, we went to the NCAA women's basketball game. It was the Lady Bulls, USF, and they sadly lost to Louisville, the Louisville Girl Cardinals. And so, yeah, it was a good game, you know, back and forth. But you know, there's a few plays that I wish they could have changed and that sort of thing. But you know, what you gonna do about it? Also, I wanted to talk about how I really don't talk about this a lot, but I just wanted to say that in the Wisconsin game, Wisconsin had the fewest fouls out of any team. And they had five people with three fouls or more. That's foul trouble. And, you know, that's not, I find that hard to believe, you know, how many fouls. And I saw it, the refs weren't really letting them be physical. You know, Frank the Tank being so crafty, he was able to maneuver his way and score a basket here and there, but he really couldn't bump anybody. And he had four fouls, but he was also giving out fouls left and right, too. The three guys that were trying to guard him all had four fouls. And, you know, that the coach is sitting here like, golly, why can't my guys guard this guy? I mean, and, you know, I just thought it was great watching that game and seeing Frank the Tank just, you know, work the paint, floor general, and he really is a master right around the basket. So I think he could very well be the player of the year. You know, of course, his chances definitely improve if they do win the NCAA championship, and also. You know, there's a few other players out there that are in the hunt for it. I would say Michigan State's, what is it, Valentine? I forget his first name, but he definitely could be up there. And, you know, so the Travis or Trice, whatever. If you guys remember, Trice looks a lot like Big Deal Dylan to me. He has the face, and I just thought that was really cool. Also, Gonzaga, you know, they're in the hunt for, you know, some of their players are in the hunt for the Player of the Year. I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm just browsing the Score Center, which is SportsCenter's scoring app, or sports app, I should say. And also Okafor, the Okafor brothers are definitely in there, too. I believe their father played and plays in the NBA now, but we'll see. Anyway, that's pretty much it for basketball. Now, moving into, like, the NFL, what is it? We have some things going on there. Jadeveon Clowney. He's dealing with a microfracture in his in his knee, and that's not good. he's trying to, you know, he's going from surgery. He went into surgery. And he's in rehab right now. But, yeah, his surgery was in December 8th, and now he's finally starting to do better and feel better. And He's going to be able to come back strong, they say. So big news for the Texans and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, that was pretty much the thing that I saw in the NFL that really stood out for me, that sort of stuff. So NBA as well, we have a few games today. I'm just going to go through the rundown. We have the Lakers and the Nets, the Timberwolves and the Pelicans, the 76ers and the Cavaliers, the Clippers and the Celtics, the Pistons and the Heat, the Grizzlies and the Spurs, and the Mavericks and the Pacers, and the Thunder and the Suns. Now, you know, it's getting to that time out of the, I think it's 82 games that they have. I think that 82 games, yeah. And they're getting up there. It's 74 games right now, 8 games left for people like the Cavaliers. They have 8 games left. Nets have 71, or the Nets have 11 games left. So it's really, it varies, but we're getting up there. It's getting close to the playoffs and locking in who can be in that playoff hunt. So right now the Cavaliers are looking great. They have 47 wins, 27 losses, and they're one of the best in the league. The Clippers are right in front of them, and the Grizzlies, really a standout team, with 50 wins and 23 losses, as well as the Thunder, not doing too bad either, with 41. They will be in the hunt as well. And the Rockets, so there's a lot of people in that hunt, but really, really the standout team for me, the number one team in the league, is the Golden State Warriors. 60 wins and 13 losses, the best team in the league. Right behind them is the Hawks, and yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's Golden's right now, the people that are locked in the playoffs, they've clinched playoff berth, are Memphis and Houston, Golden State and LA. Atlanta has locked it in. It's going to be a race with Washington and Miami. I'm almost certain that Washington will get that. Cleveland and Chicago have locked in, and Toronto Raptors have locked in. It's going to be interesting to see who, between the Boston and Brooklyn, who can get in that playoff in that playoff hunt there. It'll be interesting to see. Really excited for NBA. Playoffs coming up. It's really when I start to watch NBA, because it's so hard to keep up with everything that's going on. And you really, I'd almost have to be looking at it 24/7, or, you know, have a program that would give me updates or whatever. You know, and it's tough to follow the NBA. There's so many games in one day. Same thing with baseball too, but you know, it's great. Football games going on as well. So the Michigan State game has just gone into halftime, and I think that is going to do it for me. I know I've had two short shows in 2 weeks, but you know, I've been really busy lately and that sort of thing. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this edition of PJ's Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and I'll see you next week. Take care and have a fabulous weekend. Bye.